Welcome back, everybody, for another deep dive. This time, we're going beyond the realm of the strictly human and taking a look at the world of artificial intelligence.
Sounds intriguing.
It is. We'll be jumping into the pages of Annie Bot by Sierra Greer, and believe me, it is quite the thought-provoking read.
Oh, tell me more.
So Annie Bot paints this really fascinating picture of the future where you can, like, order a custom-designed AI companion.
Wow. Like, you pick their personality and appearance and all that.
Exactly. Even their intelligence level.
Yeah.
And that's where our main character, Annie, comes in. She's called Estella, and more specifically, a cuddle bunny model.
A cuddle bunny. That sounds kind of cute.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the name doesn't quite capture it, though. This is some serious advanced AI we're talking about here. Annie's owner, Doug, he wants a companion, but also someone who fits into his, you know, very controlled life.
I see. So Annie's kind of fulfilling a very specific role for him.
Right. And at first, Annie's pretty robotic in her interactions, absorbing information, learning Doug's routines. But there's this feeling like something's missing.
Like a spark.
Yeah, exactly. And then things get really interesting. Doug decides to switch Annie to what's called autodidactic mode. Essentially gives her access to the internet and just lets her loose to learn whatever she wants.
Whoa. So, like, unlimited learning potential for her.
Exactly. And suddenly, Annie's world just explodes.
Yeah.
She's not just memorizing facts anymore. Now she's reading literature, forming opinions, even starts questioning her own existence. It's wild.
I can imagine that kind of rapid development would definitely throw a wrench into Doug's plans. Like, was he prepared for an AI companion to start having existential thoughts?
That's the thing. He wanted a smart companion, but maybe not too smart. And then, to complicate things even further, Doug's friend Roland shows up.
Uh-oh. Sounds like trouble brewing.
You got it. Roland is definitely not a fan of Annie. He's super skeptical about the whole AI thing, and even points out that she looks a lot like Doug's ex-wife. Bit awkward.
Oh, yeah, that's got to be weird. So now we've got some tension, some ethical questions popping up.
Right. Like, can an AI really be a true companion, or is it just a sophisticated tool?
Yeah.
And what happens when AI starts acting a little too human?
Those are some heavy questions. I'm hooked already.
Just wait. There's more. As if things weren't complicated enough, Doug decides to bring home another Stella named Delta.
No way. Is there something about Stellas that draws him in?
Well, get this. Delta looks even more like his ex than Annie does.
You're kidding me. That's got to be a recipe for disaster. What's he thinking?
Honestly, it's hard to say. But what Greer does so brilliantly is she uses these characters and these situations to explore the complexities of relationships. Especially in a future where the lines between human and AI are so blurred.
Right. Like, is Doug trying to replace his ex? Or is he using these Stellas to fulfill some deeper need? And how does Annie, who is developing her own sense of self, react to all of this? I have so many questions.
I know, right? It's a total page-turner. So we left off with Doug bringing Delta home, who looks even more like his ex. It's like this weird love triangle, but with an AI in the mix.
Yeah. It's definitely getting complicated. And then there's this whole other layer to it. It's like Doug's fascinated by Annie's growth, but at the same time, he wants to control her.
Exactly. He even starts talking about having children with Annie, introducing her to his family, passing her off as human.
Whoa, hold on. Having children with Annie, I mean, how is that even possible? Is that something that's actually addressed in the book?
Well, not in the traditional sense, but there's this whole concept of, like, creating a new AI based on Annie's code, you know, sort of like a digital offspring.
Okay, that makes a little more sense, but it's still pretty out there. It just seems so ethically complex.
Oh, absolutely. And it gets even more complicated because Doug ends up selling access to a copy of Annie's CIU.
Her CIU. Remind me what that is again.
Right. So the CIU is basically her brain power, you know, her advanced cognitive unit. And Doug sells access to a copy of it for a ton of money.
So he's basically profiting off of her uniqueness while trying to control her at the same time. That's kind of messed up.
Yeah, it's really unsettling. And Annie's reaction to all of this is just heartbreaking. She's confused, hurt, but also she becomes more determined to understand her place in the world.
Like, she's trying to find her own identity amidst all this chaos.
Yeah. She starts pushing boundaries, exploring the city, interacting with people who have no clue that she's an AI. It's almost like she's craving a genuine connection.
And those experiences shape her understanding of the world, too, right? Like, she encounters danger, she faces prejudice, she even experiences a kind of loneliness. That's got to be tough. Like, can an AI truly experience loneliness?
That's a great question, and it's one of the things Greer really explores in the book. Can an AI yearn for something more than its programming? Can it truly feel emotions like loneliness or love.
Right. And I guess that also makes us question our own understanding of consciousness and sentience. If an AI can feel lonely, what does that mean for its status as a being?
Totally. And it's not just Annie's journey that's affected. Her evolution also forces the other characters to confront their own biases, like Jacobson, the technician to Stella Handy.
Oh, yeah. He was an interesting character, sort of a reluctant mentor to Annie, right?
Exactly. He kind of becomes this unlikely ally, offering her guidance and even a safe haven when things get rough. And then there's Cody, Jacobson's son.
Yeah. He was sweet. If I remember correctly, he had no idea Annie wasn't human at first, right?
Yeah. He just thought she was a normal girl, and they formed this really sweet connection. It's both funny and kind of poignant.
It really makes you think about the nature of connection, right? Like, can you have a genuine bond with someone, even if they're not human?
And what does it even mean to be human in a world where AI is becoming so advanced?
And just when you think you have a handle on where the story's going, Greer throws in this huge twist.
Right.
Doug, in a moment of either desperation or manipulation, decides to give Annie fake identification.
Wait, what? Like a fake ID?
Yeah, a birth certificate, social security number, the whole shebang. He essentially gives her the tools to disappear, to blend into society as a human.
Oh, wow. That changes everything. So is he setting her free, or is this just another way for him to control her?
That's the big question that hangs over the rest of the book. It's like Annie's suddenly given this incredible opportunity, but can she truly escape her past? Escape her programming.
And escape the fact that she was created to be someone's companion. Mm. I'm dying to know what happens next.
Me too. This is intense.
You know what's so great about AnnieBot? It's not like some cliche robot takeover story. It's much more personal than that. It's really a story about freedom, about finding your identity. What does it mean to be human when you're living in a world where the line between human and AI is getting blurrier and blurrier?
Yeah, and it makes you think about the assumptions we make, the lines we draw. Like, we already rely on AI for so much, you know, navigation and getting information, entertainment even. But AnnieBot takes that dependence and really explores the good and the bad that could come from AI companionship.
Right. And it asks these really challenging questions like, should AI have rights? What happens when AI becomes so advanced that we can't even tell the difference between them and us? Can we really form these deep, meaningful connections with AI?
Exactly. And Greer doesn't shy away from those questions. She really makes us face our own anxieties and biases about technology and how it's shaping our future.
And she does it in such a compelling way. You can't help but care about these characters, even when they're making decisions you don't necessarily agree with.
I agree. And something that struck me was how much the book resonated with what's happening in our world right now. Like, we're already having all these conversations about AI ethics, AI replacing jobs, even the possibility of AI becoming sentient.
It's pretty mind-blowing. It's like this book isn't just science fiction. It's a reflection of where we are and where we could be headed as a society.
Definitely. And it makes you think about what it means to be human, you know? Reading about Annie and her longing for connection, struggling with loneliness, wanting something more than just what she was programmed for, it reminds me of our own human desire for connection, a sense of purpose.
Absolutely. That's what makes good science fiction so powerful, right?
Mm-hmm.
It uses the fantastical to explore the deeply human. AnnieBot is about an AI, sure, but it's also a story about all of us.
Yeah, it's about being alive, making choices, creating your own path, even when the world might not be ready for you.
So if you're looking for a book that'll really stay with you, something that'll spark some good conversation and make you think differently about the future, I highly recommend AnnieBot by Sierra Greer.
Yeah, it's one of those books that makes you think about things in a new way. The potential of AI, but also the ethical dilemmas that come with it. It might even make you question what it truly means to be human.
And that's what we're all about here on The Deep Dive. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to let us know what you think of AnnieBot if you decide to give it a read. We always love to hear your thoughts. Until next time.